Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1046, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are going through a little bit the Dirshu, some ins and outs, interesting things in reference to our subject of Kadima B'Brachos, which Brachos come first. So, just an interesting note. We're going in the Dirshu, he brings in ice number 9, in reference to the whole Indian of Chaviv. Like, what's so big about this whole Chaviv thing? What's dear to me? Like, what does that have to do? Good, I make a, but we not halacha lamaisa. Halacha lamaisa, we know we spoke about halacha lamaisa, depending on the situation. Sometimes chaviv does come. The chaviv meaning, again, that which I desire better. When the brachas are the same, in general, that which I desire better, according to the Rambam, pretty much always when the brachas are the same, you take the one that's chaviv, that's dear to me. According to others, it depends. But be it as it may, the whole, why is it such a big thing about this chaviv? I should make the bracha on what's more, what I desire better. What does that have to do, sort of like, if you want to say with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, the one that I desire better, right? Well, in other words, like this, when it's on a higher level or more specified bracha, so the Mishnah Berurah spoke about, right? What's this whole thing about Kadima B'brachas? This whole, what's the sfara behind it? What's the whole logic behind it? In the order of the brachas, I make a bracha. I mean, who cares if I make a shahakal before a hadoma? I make a shahakal before a mazonos. Whatever, who cares? No, that we have to do it a specific way because the more specified the bracha, right? We spoke about this in the past. Mishnah Berurah talks about it all the way in the beginning in our Siman Reish Yud Aleph. The more specified the bracha, the better it is, right? Like we heard way back in the beginning, Rabbi Kahan was so nice to give us an example that somebody, you know, somebody gets a gift, if I remember correctly, roughly, somebody gets a gift, or they get something from somebody. So if you say a person just says, yeah, okay, thank you, thanks, whatever, yeah, thanks, or they'll text them thanks, you know, like a quick thanks. Okay, it's very nice, but it's a general type of a thanks. Oh, but if a person thanks the other person for the gift, they're like, wow, so nice. I need you gave me this type of a machinery, whatever. You gave me this type of a cutlery or whatever, exactly what I needed, and it's so nice, and the shape and the design, I really like the way it is. It's such a nice thing. And they talk more about the details per se of the item. That's a much stronger thanks, and it makes the person feel much better, right? In other words, if I gave somebody the gift, if they just give me, well, yeah, okay, thanks. Okay, shkayach, very nice. You gave me thanks. It's etiquette, as they say, etiquette, right? So, but if they start telling me, oh, listen, you bought me this safer, you bought me this book, you bought me this whatever, just what I needed, there's something I had in mind anyways, and it's so nice, it's so useful for me, and this and that, and you go through like the details. You give a detailed detailed type of thanks, so that's a different story. You know, I once said way back when in the dry cleaning industry, I always go back to that, whatever a friend of mine also mentioned once, they give a general thanks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is beautiful every day. Thank you, Hashem, thank you. But when you go more specified, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for letting me get up, thank you for this, thank you for that, that's much more detailed. So the same thing by our brachas, the higher the detail, right? If I say shahakal, that's so again, we're just reviewing what we had before, but it's important to have this chizik that if I say shahakal, right, so it's a general thank you. So technically shahakal covers everything, right? If somebody made a shahakal, and just to review that also, somebody made a shahakal on anything, even on bread to a point, and we spoke about that, I mean, by mistake. We're talking about, of course, by mistake, but the other, they're yoitza. They have to take a bite, and then afterwards, preferably try and fix the situation, especially by bread. But even with something else, you try and fix it. But even if somebody didn't, let's say somebody's in the office, and that's all they have, they by mistake, they made a shahakal. They have nothing else to eat, nothing else to drink. They have no other shahakal to make a shahakal or something else. So technically, b'di'evid, you're allowed to continue eating. Right? Let's say I have an apple, right? And I made a shahakal on my apple. By mistake, I made a shahakal. So b'di'evid, I'm yoitza, right? So we'll say, so you take a bite, you take a piece of the apple, so the brach is chal, and then go take something. We tell you in general, once you take something else with a shahakal and make a real shahakal, not make a real shahakal, it's all a real shahakal, but make a shahakal on the other item, I'm sorry, not make a shahakal on the other item. If some, again, let's backtrack. Somebody has an apple. I made by mistake a shahakal on the apple. Fine. So you take a bite. Now you want to make a ha'etz. You want to make the right bracha. So you take something else. Let's say you have cashews, almonds, some other food with ha'etz. Make ha'etz on the other food and have in mind the apple. That's what should be done if you made a mistake shahakal. So, or you made, let's say, a mistake. You made a shahakal on a piece of cake by mistake. Right? So, but the evidence is good. You take a little piece because the bracha should be chal, or on a piece of cook. Cookie, whatever, by mistake, you eat the little piece. But afterwards, preferably, one should try and take a different mizonos, something else that's mizonos, make a mizonos, and have in mind that cookie, have in mind that cake that they'll be eating that they made the shahakal on. But let's say I'm in the office, I don't have, I'm in my car, I only have this pack of cookies, that's all I have, what am I supposed to do? I made a shahakal already, so b'di'evid y'yaitza, b'di'evid y'yaitza. But the shahakal, we have to know, is a klolius sticker, it's a general, very general bracha, that's why it encompasses everything, it encompasses all types of foods, right? Of course, you have to make the right bracha. The cookies, I need mizonos. The apple, I need ha'etz. But it will encompass the other foods because it is a general thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But obviously, when you're zooming in on each one, more and more, right? I go, well, it's mizonos, and specifically this is mazayin, this is an or hamoitzi, moitzi lechem in haaretz, bedafka comes from the ground. The whole, I give it much more, or it's hadama, like you have hadama and ha'etz, so ha'etz is more specified. Hadama is generally from the ground. Any bracha that comes, a food that comes from the ground, anything. It could be potatoes also, right? It could be an apple. It could anything that grows from the ground. But when I say ha'etz, now it's not just ground. It's also the beautiful tree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made grow, this beautiful tree that came out of the ground, so then I have the ha'etz. So that's more specified. So as you get more specified, the thanks is on a greater level. So the same thing by Chaviv brings on the deer show, interesting over there. Ice number 9, by Chaviv also, this is dear to me. This food is what I desire more, to the point that it's more desirable. I'm making the bracha on this, not for me, but I'm doing this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the thing that I desire more, it's more of a precious type of a bracha on the chaviv. So that's a very interesting point, and it could be that's why it's so we talk about chaviv so strong with the Rambam paskins lemaisa chaviv on if the bracha is the same bracha you make it on the chaviv what's desirable to you, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. So that's what he brings down the dirshu of nimsa sheberich l'Hashem al hachaviv biyoser, right, that you made the bracha to Hashem what's more dear to you. Okay, he's talking about a different thing over there. Whatever the case is, it's all about a different situation. I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but the point is the point. So I just wanted to explain that it's very important that we get a chizik in the understanding of Kadima Bebrachas. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Bracha Kol Tuv.